on NBC.
What is up, everybody? This is Jim Mylock, and you're listening to Pot of Fame, the podcast where we break down the careers of former athletes and decide whether or not they should get a call to the Hall. It is Friday, which means it is Hall of Fame Market Watch, the segment where we talk about one player's Hall of Fame stock we are buying and one player's Hall of Fame stock we are selling. I'm recording this. It's a few hours before the NFL draft on Thursday. I was thinking, you know, at first, should I wait till the NFL draft's over and then talk specifically about Hall of Fame stock for the draft picks? As much fun as that sounds, I have no idea what time this draft is going to wrap up tonight, and the energy level might be low. So here's what I'm going to do. Monday, be a whole draft episode. I'm going to talk about what teams did well. I'm going to talk about which players I think are in the best situations, who are in the worst situations. And I'm going to do something only I would do, which is pick whose Hall of Fame stock I'm buying for players that have never stepped foot in an NFL game before, because that's what we do on this podcast. So that's going to be on Monday. I'm not going to do that today. So no draft talk today other than Bears about to get Caleb Williams. It's a big day in Chicago here, and we'll have to see what we do with the ninth pick as well. But again, football talk on Monday. So that is when you're going to hear me talk all about projections and all that good stuff. So for today, let's start with whose stock I'm selling. And this might be a little bit of a shocker, but I'm selling off a little Aaron Judge stock. Now, I don't think it's any, unless you're not watching baseball at all this year, and maybe you're not, thanks for listening still. Aaron Judge not having the greatest 2024 season so far. You know, if you look at this last week, Saturday, Sunday into Monday, he went 1-for-12 with 8 strikeouts. He did hit a home run on Wednesday, and we're recording again Thursday, afternoon here. The Thursday night game hasn't played yet, so maybe he'll hit 3 home runs tonight, and this will not look good in the morning, but probably not with how his season's going, because through 25 games this season, Judge only has 4 home runs, 13 RBIs. He's batting 191. He's walking a bit, 319 on base percentage, but a 103 OPS plus, and he leads the AL in double plays grounded into with 7. So obviously not having a great year here. And again, will he probably find his bat throughout the year? I'm sure he will. But this is why I wanted to bring up Aaron Judge today. He's getting off to a slow start. Will he turn around? Maybe. But, you know, Judge turns 32 this month. So his birthday is coming up here. And, you know, he had a very late start to his career. His first full season was until age 25. So we know what he has, right? He has an MVP award. He has an MVP runner-up year where he's hit 50-plus home runs twice, of course, including the 62 home run season he had a few years ago, which broke the AL record for most home runs in a season. And many people, call it the actual home run record in a season, since McGuire and Sosa and Bonds are all, you know, tied to steroids one way or another. So he has that 62 season. And his career numbers so far through, again, basically his age 32 season are very good, right? 41.7 WAR at this stage of his career, very good. But then you start looking at some other things here, right? He only has 864 career hits, 143 doubles, 261 home runs, 585 RBIs. Even though he's had these mega seasons, these seasons we will talk about for the rest of time, he is nowhere near the counting numbers you need to get in to Cooperstown. And I want to do this comparison because this is a guy who's very famous, who did have some very big years that's not in the Hall of Fame, that was a Yankee, and that's Roger Maris. Roger Maris, of course, the 61 home run season he had, he's a 2-time MVP winner, and he's not in the Hall of Fame today. And, you know, he won 3 World Series titles. Of course, Judge has never won. Again, he had those 2 MVP awards, won a Gold Glove. But he only had, 1,300 career hits. He only had 275 career home runs, only 850 RBIs. But right now, that's 14 more home runs than Judge. You know, that's about 250 more RBIs than Judge. Now, I think Judge is going to surpass Maris on all those numbers, but I guess what I'm saying here is Judge, although his peaks have been high, he's getting older. He has been injury prone, you know, throughout his career. And I mean, he's not a sure thing for the Hall, I guess. Not a sure thing at all. And he's one of the bigger names in baseball the last several years. But I believe he still has a long way to go. Like, the 864 hits is very scary. And sure, he walks a lot. He's in 393 on base percentage for career. That's great. But 864 hits is not going to get you close to Cooperstown. That number needs to get way north of 1,500 hits. But honestly, a lot of people still always gravitate to 2,000 hits as like a baseline. Now there's players like Ralph Kiner. You know, obviously a lot of catchers don't get to that, but Judge still has some work to do, and this slow start doesn't bode well when you consider, again, he turns 32. I actually looked up. He turns 32 today on the 26th. So tomorrow for me, but today when you're listening. So he's turning 32 years old. How many more great years does he have ahead of him? How far can he get these counting numbers up? Again, he got a late start, but he's a bigger guy, right? 6'7", like 280. That's wear and tear on the body. He'll eventually probably have to transition just into a DH. Again, I'm selling a bit of stock. By no means am I giving up on Aaron Judge, but he's far from a lock for the Hall, and this start to the year isn't great because, again, part of it is he gets injured. He doesn't have enough games played. But now he's playing and he's not putting up good numbers. It's not great. It's not great for his case. So I am selling some Aaron Judge stock right now. Not a bunch, but I'm starting to sell a little off based on this slow start. So that's whose stock I am selling. Let's talk about whose stock I am buying. All right, so whose stock am I buying? We are switching to basketball. You know, we have the NFL draft, of course, this weekend. But the NBA playoffs are in full swing as well. This is like one of my favorite times of the year. We got basketball playoffs in full swing. We got the NFL draft. We got baseball going on. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot to care about, a lot to watch. And Pascal Siakam's been one of the best players, if not the best player, through these first few games of the 2024 playoffs. So Siakam in the opening game for the Pacers, again, the Pacers are playing a Milwaukee Bucks team without Giannis Antetokounmpo. First game on Sunday, they lose the game, but Siakam has a monster game. 36 points, 13 boards, but the Pacers lose 94-109 at Milwaukee. However, on Tuesday of this week, Pacers kill Milwaukee. Siakam outdoes his last game, drops 37 points, 11 boards, 6 assists. So now he has back-to-back games with over 35 points, back-to-back games with a double-double, and in this last game, he was even distributing a bit. He is having a hell of an opening series. So that gets us to, okay, how's the rest of Pascal Siakam's career? So Siakam celebrated birthday also this month, him and Judge, April buddies. He turned 30, though. He's got a lot of career left. For his career, he's averaging about 18 points a game, 7 boards, 4 assists on 50% shooting, 33% from 3, and 77% from the free throw line. He has just under 10,000 career points, just under 4,000 career rebounds, and just under 2,000 career assists. Now, he has made 2 All-NBA teams in his career. He made 2nd All-NBA in 2020 and 3rd All-NBA in 2022. He's also a 2-time All-Star. And then maybe most importantly, Siakam already has a ring. He won a ring at age 24 when he was the 2nd best player on that Toronto Raptors team led by Kawhi Leonard. In that finals, at 24, he averaged 20 points per game, 8 boards, and 4 assists. So unlike Judge, who again didn't really play his first full season until 25, Siakam already was, you know, an NBA champion as the second best player on a team at the age of 24. So this past season, you know, they haven't released all the All-NBA teams, everything like that, but he's not going to make it this year. But he had a great season for the Pacers. 22 points per game, 7 boards, 4 assists, shot 54% from the field, 35% from three, and 35% from three. I guess I should quote, you know, he started the year on the Raptors, ended up on the Pacers, and his numbers basically kind of stayed the same. It's just now, unlike the Raptors, he's in the playoffs, and he's putting on an absolute show. And if the Pacers, you know, beat Milwaukee and make a run in the playoffs, that just bolsters Siakam's case even more down the line as an excellent playoff performer, especially with Harold Byrne not playing up to par. Siakam is the best player on the Pacers. Now, do I think the Pacers can make a deep run in the East? Honestly, with Harold Byrne playing the way he is, I don't know. But Siakam putting up these kind of numbers, even the first round of the playoffs, is something to point to as, you know, if this guy needs to, he can be the primary scorer on a team. So again, we're seeing a lot of great stuff from Siakam. He's only just turned 30 years old. He's a lot of career runway left. And if he keeps having these really good postseason moments as he did early in his career, as maybe he will do with the Pacers moving forward, that really bodes well for his career. But again, it is the first round. We can only read into this so much, but it's a really strong indication of what kind of player Siakam can be as the primary scorer. And honestly, I don't want to say it's uncharacteristic, but I'm pretty shocked about the back-to-back 35-point games. I believe I saw, I wanted to read this here. I kind of lost the stat. It was something along the lines, I think, of like the only players with back-to-back 35-point performances in the playoffs with their team for the first time, because again, he's making the playoffs with the Pacers for the first time. I think back-to-back 35-point games in your first two games with a team, I think the last player to do this is like Wilt Chamberlain or something. Like, I believe that was the stat. So I think Chamberlain did in 19, I want to say 67. So it's like Wilt and Siakam that did this back-to-back 35-point games with a new team in the playoffs. So anytime Wilt Chamberlain is in the stat, it's a pretty good stat to be a part of. Again, it's the first round of the playoffs. This is not the NBA Finals. If it was, that's a whole different ball game. But okay, here, wait. I found the stat for you because I want to get it right. Okay, so here's the exact stat. Pascal Siakam is the first NBA player to open the playoffs with back-to-back 35-point, 10-rebound games since Wilt Chamberlain in 1967. So throw out the new team thing. That wasn't even a requirement there. So this is even less specific than that. He's just the first player since Wilt Chamberlain in 1967 to have back-to-back 35-point, 10-rebound games to open the playoffs. It's kind of nuts. Again, it's random, but it's kind of nuts. So that's elite company, very random, you know, requirements there for the stats. But again, anytime Wilt Chamberlain is involved in a statistical, kind of storyline, that's who you want your name next to. Because Wilt has all the crazy records that no one will really ever be able to replicate again. And again, Siakam, this opening playoff kind of back-to-back 35-point, 10 board games, that's not too shabby. So we are starting to buy more and more Pascal Siakam stock. I would say it's kind of low again, 2 All-Star appearances, 2 All-NBA appearances throughout his career. But he definitely has, you know, a good starting point now, a good resume at age 30, and he probably has many years left to play. So I am buying up Pascal Siakam stock. That is all we have for you today on Hall of Fame Market Watch. Again, football-centric episode coming on Monday about the draft, so be prepared for that. All I'm doing this weekend is watching the draft, so I have plenty of thoughts and probably couch sores from sitting so long. I hope everyone has a great weekend. I hope you enjoy the draft, NBA playoffs, baseball, whatever you're watching right now. Again, stay safe this weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday. Take care.